Today's longer life expectancy means that many baby boomers will spend more time caring for a parent than they do raising their own children. This according to studies done by the AARP and other groups. In addition to caring for a relative's health needs, many Americans have to help with financial needs as well. Here with tips on how to do that is Day to Day's Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. Michelle, this is a difficult topic because it deals with family relationships as well as money. What is the first step for families who find that they need to plan for the care of an elderly relative?
You know, the very first step is to actually talk to your elderly parents. Find out where they are financially. You may not need to know how much they have in their savings or investment accounts, but get a sense on where they are and if they think down the road they're going to need help. And you want to do this before they're in a crisis. The last thing you want to do, if they've gone into a hospital or, say, had a stroke or a heart attack, you're trying to scramble around trying to figure out where all their documents are to pay their bills. So the very first step is to talk to them.
Well, what about bill paying? How should kids handle paying for their parents' bills?
I think they should talk to their parents and find out how they usually pay their bills. There's no sense in arguing over. For example, my grandmother used to pay her bills the day they came in the mail. I mean, she was obsessed with that. And if your parents are like that, then pay their bills that way. You are an advisor, not a dictator. So you're helping them out. And so if that is how they pay their bills, then you should listen to them. But you want to make sure they've got a budget and that they've got enough money coming in to meet those needs. And if they don't, then you're going to have to sit down and talk about perhaps talking to your other siblings, if there are other siblings, to maybe collect some money to help them manage their bills.
Well, that brings up another point, the question of other siblings. How do you decide how to split up perhaps the obligations that your parents can't meet? They don't have enough money to pay their bills. The kids have to do it. How do you decide?
Usually the day-to-day handling of those bills is going to go to one or two people, and it's usually the person closest and quite frankly, the person who knows how to handle their own money, if that's the case. And if not, you may have to learn very quickly how to do this. And then talk to everybody. What can everybody afford? And maybe get it into a system so that every month someone is chipping in $50 or $100 so that you know what's coming in to help cover your parents' bills.
So other issues that you could kind of tick off that caregivers might need to expect that they might not know they need to expect?
Well, first thing is to get help if you need it. This is a big task. And if you're struggling with your own bills, certainly trying to take over a parent's bill is going to be overwhelming. And I tell people, go to AARP's website. It is a wealth of information on organizations and links and referrals on how to help your elderly parents. One other place you may want to go is called Elder Care. Eldercare.gov. It's a website run by the government that will give you resources to state and private organizations that can also help you. And there's one more organization that is really good. It's called the National Association of Professional Geriatric Care Managers. And we'll have something on the NPR website with a link to their website. This is a group that will help you with both your financial and medical issues for your elderly parents. And if they can't personally help you, they will refer you to another organization that can.
Okay. We have links at our website, as you mentioned, npr.org, because there's a lot of information here, more than I could keep in my head and jot down, but at least we know where to go to follow up on it. Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post, and she's the author of the book, Seven Money Mantras for a Richer Life. Today's topic, caring for your relatives, how to figure out what to do. Michelle, thanks for the advice.
You're so welcome.